I'm Ed Baxter with Neusteria. Thank you for your service, Marine Corps. 250 years of protecting the U.S. around the globe. Our troops, past and present, should be honored and celebrated. So, presumably, with the help of the Trump administration and certainly Vice President J.D. Vance present, it was decided, as part of a ceremony, to fire live ammunition from M777 howitzers, the kind used in Afghanistan and Ukraine, weighing 100 pounds, fired up and over a hugely busy Southern California interstate, I-5, at Camp Pendleton. Live fire used in war over a major freeway filled with civilians driving between San Diego and Los Angeles. What could go wrong? The Marines had said the week prior that all safety precautions would be in place and said no highways would be closed. California officials expressed their fears at that time, officials including Governor Gavin Newsom. The military said it would keep the state, which included the governor, the CHP, the Department of Transportation, and local law enforcement, in the loop of activity. But then on Friday evening, the Marines did a test run without notifying state officials. Live rounds while motorists drove on the freeway. The Transportation Department captured the live fire on video. That time, nothing did go wrong. But with a main event scheduled Saturday, Governor Newsom announced the closure of a 17-mile stretch of the interstate. Vice President Vance, a former Marine, thank you for your service, gave his ceremonial speech, and the howitzers blazed. What could go wrong? Well, one of them, this time, exploded prematurely. Shrapnel hit a CHP cruiser, causing minor damage. Another either hit or just missed a CHP motorcycle. Thank goodness none of the officers posted there was hit, but one did say that a piece of shrapnel landed about 3 feet from him. That is the length of a yardstick. The drill was immediately suspended. It did go wrong. Officers had to go in and clear the area of more scraps of shrapnel, the kind that can and would cripple or kill human beings. What if the interstate had been left open? The Marines say they have done it in the past using safe protocols. The Transportation Department says it has no such documented cases and says it is not safe. CHP Border Division Chief Tony Coronado in a statement says it is highly uncommon for any live fire or explosive training activity to occur over an active freeway. He says as a Marine himself, he has tremendous respect for his military partners, but that his duty now is to protect his officers and the people of California. Governor Newsom called it a profoundly absurd show of force that could put Californians directly in harm's way for a show, and called it a Vance vanity project. The Marines are investigating. The CHP is investigating. The Department of Transportation is investigating. So, questions. Was this really all part of the Trump administration's plan to make the U.S. look very strong militarily? Like changing the name of the Department of Defense to the Department of War, like running a few tanks down a street in Washington, D.C., which looked puny, to the Defense Secretary criticizing our military for being fat and for generals and admirals of being fat, to now this failure putting a blemish on the world's premier fighting force. To what end? Does the president think this will scare Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin? They have to be laughing. Is it just another showbiz moment? They have all failed so far. This latest was absurd and reckless because it needlessly put people's lives at risk. There is no defense of this. No other side. The Marines should be honored, but this was just embarrassingly dangerous. Do some controls need to be put on the commander-in-chief? Otherwise, what else could go wrong? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.